When civilian visitors board the USS California, the first thing they get after a welcome aboard is a brief on radiation exposure.
You actually get less radiation on a sub than you do walking around in the sunshine for the day.
Other than the fact that people walk around with mini radiation detectors on their belts, one of the first things you notice about being on a nuclear submarine is just how compact and deliberate everything is. The cramped hallways are lined with hoses and wires and knobs and buttons. It looks like the inner workings of a factory.
And that's because it basically is. The USS California is a warship. It's a Virginia-class submarine, which means it contains a small nuclear plant that can power the ship indefinitely. No need to refuel, ever. Much of what the boat does is intelligence gathering, and it's capable of launching all sorts of missiles.
Its biggest advantage compared to surface destroyers and aircraft carriers is its stealth. Boats on top of the water can't see the submarine. The flip side, there's no portholes or periscope on the submarine. When they're underwater, the crew can't see out. They navigate with maps and sonar.
You hear the crackling noise? The crackling noise is, it could be snapping shrimp.
Eric Jamali has spent years listening to sonar. Now he's a senior chief. He pulls double duty as a tour guide for civilians. Listening to things like crackling shrimp and boat propellers lets the commander know when it's safe to dive.
Submerge the ship, make my depth 155 feet, I see.
The command center looks like it does in the movies.
It's dimly lit from glowing green screens that show surrounding ships. Men huddle around a chart of the sea floor with their course mapped out.
Dive! Dive!
This is a practice exercise. Say a submarine is going to be deployed to busy waters like the Strait of Hormuz. You've got to practice maneuvering and tracking someplace. And South Florida is great training ground. There's shipping traffic and commercial fishermen and the occasional drunk party boat.
The crew has this understanding of the world that exists off our coast. And Florida has the longest coast in the continental U.S. It's a world that's invisible to most people.
Every time I go to the beach, I look out and say, work, danger.
Danger. Remember, these are warships, hundreds of feet underwater. Chief Joseph Apole grew up in Coral Springs.
When he was figuring out what to do with his life, a recruiter took him to tour a ship during Fleet Week. He joined the Navy, and it changed the way he sees the shoreline that he grew up with.
That's the entrance where I leave my family, and when I come back to my family, and then, you know, I think about that last time I'll pull in and think, wow, I accomplished that, and, you know, how great that will feel.
This is called the bridge.
The bridge, the top of the tower that sticks out from the main body of the boat. We're up there with Commander Eric Sager, the highest in command on the USS California.
You know, at night when you're up here on the bridge, no surrounding light whatsoever, and the stars are gorgeous, and the phosphorescence around the edge of the submarine from the sea life is beautiful. So it's just experiences that never gets old. So it just looks like home.
We heard that a lot. This place that is so different and fascinating to us, for these guys, it's just home, underwater.
With the same headaches. On the nuclear submarine, the thing that the head electrician has to fix most often, the dryer.
They run 24/7.
This is Electrical Division Chief John O'Donnell.
We're pretty proficient at tearing them down and putting them back together. In fact, it works out because my wife likes it because I tear our washer and dryer apart and fix it at home as well.
Life on a submarine sticks with people. Eric Jamali, that sonar guy, the one who pointed out the snapping shrimp, he says when he retires, he'll paint his garage the same color as almost every surface on the ship, seafoam green.
My wife is like, why would you do something like that? Well, because after I retire, I'd like to go in the garage and feel like I'm back at home.
Somewhere under the sea, around 600 feet deep, I'm Sammy Mack.
And I'm Wilson Sayre.